Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Amanda, in our program English Terrestrial Broadcast. Today, we are going to accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news across the country, as well as other Indonesian pop songs. Listener, we will begin with the news. Make sure you stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You can also listen to our broadcast at frequency 3325 kHz and check our website at www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. Umi Fisabilillah committed to being the winner of Chase Branch. Introducing tax policies to Japanese companies, Minister Sri Mulyani affirms the commitment to encourage investment. Now the news in detail. Indonesian women's master fight, Umi Fisabilillah is one of Indonesia's prospective winners for the Asian Level Junior Chess Championship and title 2019 Asian Junior Chess Championship to take place in Surakarta or Solo on June 30 until July 9. In the same championship last year, Indonesia managed to create a champion when international master Novendra Priasmoro won the standard chess number. But now Novendra is no longer participating because she is concentrating on participating in the chess championship series in Europe. To RRI, Umi Fisabilillah affirmed that she is ready to fight at the Asian Junior Chess Championship.
Persiapan pasti dari jauh-jauh.
Definite preparation from afar has been carried out. The training is increased. Even the training is much more. In addition to preparing herself more possibly, Umi, who is 19 years old, also targets to win the title or at least top 3 so that she can get an international women's master title. At present, Umi Fisabilillah has held twice the norm of a Master Indonesia woman, and she only needs one more norm to switch fully into an international women's master.
Lebih semangat lagi lah, pastinya kan ini udah dapat yang kedua.
More enthusiasm is sure. This is already the second one. So I must keep being more enthusiastic to reach the third faster. Moreover, I will join Asian Junior. So it is a chance to first place wins the title, second place wins the norm. If possible, the target is top second. Previously, in the JAFTA Women Grandmaster Tournament in Yogyakarta, there were two Indonesian female chess players who got the norm. They are international women's masters. Chelsea Monica Sihite, who has the norm of a female grandmaster, and Umi Fisabilillah, who has a women's international master norm. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati introduced a number of policies related to taxation before 21 Japanese companies. She mentioned that in order to increase investment in Indonesia, the government has already had a number of fiscal instruments, such as providing tax holidays and super deduction for foreign investors who do vocational training. Quoted through her official website on Friday, she also pointed out that in addition to the easier tax facilities, investors also get convenience in the process of obtaining these fiscal facilities. She added that now the facility can be immediately accepted when running an investment. Meanwhile, regarding taxation in the digital economy, the government is quite open and willing to discuss it further. Governor of South Sulawesi, Nurdin Abdullah, explained the potential of South Sulawesi in the series of the G20 Osaka Summit 2019 at the International Exhibition Center in Osaka, Japan, which took place on 28 up to 29 June 2019. The Osaka 2019 G20 Summit is the 17th G20 meeting and international forum for the government and central bank governors of 19 countries. Through social networking, he explained various things that could be cooperated with, such as Maminasata Irrigation, Maros Industrial Area, agricultural commodities such as coffee, cocoa chili, cattle farms, shrimp fisheries, and Selayar Special Economic Zones. Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution is to readily insist the promise of airlines to immediately reduce ticket prices on domestic routes with certain schedules on Monday. He expects low-cost airlines to carry out promises of adjusting airplane ticket prices for certain flight schedules that have been decided at a coordination meeting on Friday. Thus, the government will oversee the policy so that airplane tickets do not burden the public and consumers of air transport can return to trusting them. Indonesia and Japan discussed the completion of economic cooperation as stated in the General Review of the Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement or GRIJEPA and the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership RCEP Agreement, which took place during the G20 Summit in Osaka, Japan. In this case, Indonesian Minister of Trade Enggar Tiasto Lukita and Indonesian Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto held a bilateral meeting with Minister of Economy, Trade and Industry of Japan Hiroshige Seko. Through his statement received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Friday, Minister Lukita emphasized that Indonesia could benefit economically from GRIJEPA and RCEP through the use of more open market access of goods and services and the inclusion of investment and cooperation, increasing capability and capacity. Both ministers agreed to work hard so that RCEP multi-regional negotiations can be completed before the end of 2019. Mayor of Sawah Lunto, West Sumatra, Dery Asta, will attend the 43rd World Heritage Committee session to be held in Azerbaijan on 29 June up to 10 July 2019. His presence is related to the entry of Sawah Lunto City as a candidate of the World Heritage Site by UNESCO. He said in Sawah Lunto, West Sumatra on Friday that previously each country submitted its site that wanted to become a World Heritage Area to UNESCO, including Indonesia. Sawah Lunto City is also registered with the theme of Bilin Coal Mining Heritage of Sawah Lunto. He also stated that UNESCO, as the institution responsible for the assessment, has conducted research through the ICOMOS theme. Based on the latest information from ICOMOS, the theme of the Omblin Coal Mining Heritage of Sawah Lunto in terms of administrative requirements is complete, and now the determination is going to be set in the UNESCO session. Indonesia is scheduled to host the second ASEAN International Water Week event, which will take place in Bali on 3rd up to 7th November 2020. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadi Mulyono, in a release received in Jakarta on Friday, stated that to prepare the event, Indonesia will also hold a stakeholders consultation meeting in Jakarta on 11 up to 12 November 2019. This was stated by Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono at the signing of Memorandum of Understanding or MOU between Ministry of Public Works and Water Infrastructure and Management and Korea International Cooperation Agency in Seoul, South Korea on Thursday. The signing of the MOU is for the collaboration of the second phase of the National Integrated Coastal Development. Well, listeners, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first news comes from Padang, West Sumatra. The Sile Art Festival 2019 was launched last Wednesday in Padang, West Sumatra, themed Sapakai Mawar Balega.
Sile Art Festival 2019 focus on archives and documentation of knowledge related to traditional Minangkabau martial arts, namely silat, or in the local language, sile. Sile Arts Festival is a development activity incorporated in the Indonesiana format. This format itself is a new initiative of the Ministry of Education and Culture in the development of patterned relations among organizers of cultural activities in Indonesia that are built in mutual cooperation. Head of West Sumatra Culture Service, Gemala Ranti, said the activity was at the same time support to strengthen Sile as a UNESCO World Heritage that is currently being sought. He hopes that this year the Sile process as a UNESCO World Heritage can be realized. The next news comes from Gorontalo Province. The Department of Education and Culture, together with the Gorontalo District Family Welfare Empowerment, will facilitate the education of Polahit tribe who live in the interior of the Bolio Huto Forest and its surroundings. The head of Gorontalo Regency Family Welfare Empowerment, Fori Nawai in Gorontalo, said on Wednesday that it was a commitment for her to provide education for all the people in the area. Fori claimed that she would involve the Center for Teaching and Learning Activities by bringing teachers to the nearest place to the tribe with the participation from the community. It will also cooperate with the nearest school so that they can receive formal education. The latest news comes from Mentok, Bangka Belitung. The Provincial Forestry Service in the Bangka Belitung Islands released several endemic animals in Bukit Penyabung, West Bangka Regency to guard the animals from extinction. The head of the Babel or Bangka Belitung Islands Forestry Service Office, Marwan, during a visit to Bukit Penyabung, West Bangka Regency on Wednesday, said that the endemic animals were three mentilin or Tarsius bangkanus and one kukang or slororis and were released into their natural habitat so they could reproduce well. The hilltop animal release was carried out by the head of the Bangka Belitung Forestry Service together with other West Bangka officials and a number of residents in Pelangas Village, Simpang Teritip District, West Bangka Regency. The joint activities with a number of institutions were also carried out as an initial step in the context of developing Bukit Penyabung towards the Earth Park or Geological Park in West Bangka Regency. Well, that was news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Today in History. We begin Today in History with the event of Yogyakarta returning June 29, 1949. The independence of the Republic of Indonesia had been proclaimed since August 17, 1945, but since that time, the Netherlands had not yet left Indonesia. Finally, on June 29, 1949, all Indonesian people were able to start their freedom from the Netherlands. As an implementation of the Roem-Royen Agreement on June 29, 1949, Dutch troops were withdrawn outside Jakarta and the Indonesian military entered the city. The event was known as Yogyakarta Event. President Sukarno and Vice President Muhammad Hatta went to Yogyakarta on July 6, 1949. We turn to the event on June 29, 1966, the first U.S. attack on Vietnam. After the political crisis in South Vietnam and the threat of communist forces from North Vietnam, U.S. President Lyndon Baines Johnson finally ordered the first airstrike in North Vietnam. The United States Air Force attacked fuel depots in Hanoi and Haiphong. The attack was as a form of United States support for the government of South Vietnam, which was attacked by North Vietnam. The U.S. troops were present in South Vietnam until 1975, and finally South and North Vietnam united in 1976 and becomes the Socialist Republic of Vietnam. We end today in history with the event on June 26, 1995. Atlantis, the first U.S. space shuttle, joined with Mir, Russia. 20 years after the meeting between Apollo and Soyuz in space on June 29, 1995, the U.S. space shuttle Atlantis became the first U.S. space shuttle that entered the Russian space station dock Mir. Commander Atlantis Robert Hood Gibson and Mir's commander Vladimir Deshorov met at a vehicle located about 395 kilometers above the Earth's surface. 10 space crews from Russia and the United States stayed together until July 4, 1995, at the Mir spacecraft. The meeting marks the beginning of international space cooperation and the construction of a public station called Alpha. Listener, that's Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Selamanya saat ku tidak.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was a song entitled Awal Yang Indah or The Beautiful Beginning sung by Tere. Listener, you still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. Make sure you also check our website www.voinews.id. For the next segment, we will give you information on our program My Indonesia entitled Bekraf Sets Denpasar as the Heritage City.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Bekraf Set Denpasar as the Creative City of Indonesia. Head of Denpasar City Tourism Office, Desiree Mulyani in Denpasar on Wednesday announced the city of Denpasar, Bali was designated as a creative city in the leading sector, namely in the fashion subsector, by Indonesian Creative Economy Agency or Bekraf in 2019. Desiree Mulyani said there are 10 districts and creative cities in Indonesia that have been determined according to their respective leading subsectors, from performing arts to fashion. Desiree Mulyani further said the establishment of creative districts and cities in Indonesia is a policy of the central government to accelerate the construction of physical infrastructure. This is a way to unite the nation, build civilization, accelerate cultural connectivity, build new cultural infrastructure, and grow the potential of the creative economy subsector in a region. Desiree further said the designation of Denpasar as one of the creative cities in Indonesia is not only in the field of fashion, but also in various creative works of the community and artisans in the city. Among others, craft, culinary, even custom motorcycles, proposed through presentation steps by the mayor of Denpasar, Rai Dharma Wijaya Mantra. The fashion subsector also covers crafts in the fields of accessories, fans, sandals, and shoes. Meanwhile, the head of Tourism Resources and Creative Economy Development, accompanied by Indonesian Creative Economy Agency or Bekraf Executive Head Denpasar, Iputu Yuliarte, said the entry of Denpasar in the creative city of Indonesia as an appreciation and certainly became a reference for the Denpasar city government to improve and strengthen the program. This certainly has become the concentration of the Denpasar city government, which does not have natural resources but spurs human resources, in this case, the creativity of various communities and existing stakeholders. In addition, currently Denpasar, which focuses on the efforts of young people, is expected to be a tourist attraction and selling power for its creative work both at home and abroad. The Denpasar city government has gradually raised all of the existing communities and designed a development meeting that will later be able to lift their talents. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita sesali semua indah yang pernah kita alami, meskipun terbatas dan tak mungkin terikat janji abadi. Aku dirimu dirinya tak akan pernah mengerti tentang suratan. Aku dirimu dirinya tak rasa bila sadari cinta takkan salah. Andai waktu bisa kita putar kembali jalinan cerita, mungkin tak begini. Aku dirimu dirinya tak akan pernah mengerti tentang suratan. Aku dirimu dirinya tak rasa bila sadari cinta takkan salah. terbatas, saling pandang dan tak akan lebih lagi. Aku dirimu dirinya tak akan pernah mengerti tentang suratan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was a song entitled Aku, Dirimu, Dirinya, or I, You, and Him by Kahitna. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, for the next segment, we will take you to learn more information about the beauty of Indonesian culture, tourism destinations, as well as Indonesian culinary. Into this edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you to a traditional food from Jepara, Central Java, called horok-horok. Have a nice listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to our segment, Indonesian Wonder. Today we will introduce about horok-horok, a traditional snack from Jepara, Central Java. Listener, Indonesia has abundant culinary spread from Sabang to Merauke. Each region in Indonesia has its own typical cuisine. Jepara is not an exception. The region is rich in plenty of delicious dishes. One of them is horok-horok. It is the traditional food of Jepara, which is not commonly found in other regions. Horok-horok is the traditional food from Jepara, which is made from sugar, palm, flour. It has tiny round shape resembling to a styrofoam. The cuisine is savory and chewy. The process of making horok-horok is quite complicated, and it takes around 2 days to make. Therefore, horok-horok is getting hard to be found. Horok-horok can be substitution of rice, since its main ingredient, sugar palm flour, has equivalent amount of calories and carbohydrate as rices. Listener, the process of making horok-horok is quite complicated. Firstly, we wash the sugar palm flour and dry it. Afterwards, we roast the sugar palm flour. The next step is steaming the sugar palm flour, which has been dry. After it is cooked, we pour the sugar palm flour into a pot and stir it with a comb. The dough will turn into a tiny, round, and chewy thing, like a styrofoam. The unique thing about horok-horok is that it is stirred with a comb. To give extra flavor to the dish, you can add some salt to it and eat it as the side dish of other foods, such as meatball, gado-gado or mixed vegetable dressed with peanut sauce, pecel or mixed vegetable which is similar to gado-gado, and kikil or cow's trotter satay.
Although horohorok is getting rare to be found, we can still find it at traditional market in Jepara. The price of horohorok is very affordable. With only 2,000 rupiahs, you can taste the delicacy of horohorok. The presentation of horohorok is also still traditional because it is wrapped with tea leaves. So listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
You've just listened to our latest song by Melly Gusto and Ari Lasso entitled Jika or If. For the next segment, we will present you information in our program Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
In this digital era, learning is no longer an annoying and boring activity. By using technological innovation, teaching and learning activities can be more fun. Like an innovative breakthrough in the learning process carried out by three Indonesian students called Pahamivi. The students who created Pahamivi are Muhammad Iksan, Edria Albert, and Syarif Rushan Fikri. Pahamivi itself is an online tutoring platform created to help students learn. Not only providing online tutoring facilities, it also provides career center services managed by psychologists from the University of Indonesia. The career center is a service that is useful for counseling students in dealing with their problems and guiding students to know their abilities, interests, and talents. According to Pahamivi CEO, Syarif Rushan Fikri, the purpose of creating Pahamivi is to raise and encourage the potential of students in Indonesia to excel in the fields of science and technology and direct students to the field that suits their interests and talents through the Career Center. It also becomes a source of information for students who will enter college because in Pahamivi there is also information about the profiles of various universities and departments in the university. Pahamivi also provides tests that help determine the majors and rationalization of computer-based writing exams to enter state universities in Indonesia. Well, that was Miss Leni today from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Pahamivi Fun Learning Experience.
Voice of Indonesia.
Temukan apa arti di balik cerita. Hati ini terasa berbunga-bunga. Membuat seakan aku melayang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was a song entitled Dia or Her by Malik and the Essentials. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia with me, Amanda. For the next segment, we will inform you Indonesian music in our program Music Corner. For today's edition, we will present you a pop song. Have a nice listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong entitled Jikalau Aku Menjelma Kupu. The song, which was composed by Budiman B.J., is an original keroncong song. The lyric of the song is about a dream if someone becomes a butterfly. If becoming the butterfly, she will fly happily to look for flowers and suck their pollen. Her happiness will increase if the butterfly flies and looks for flowers with her lover. Well, listener, here is Jikalau Aku Menjelma Kupu, sung by Indah Susanti.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Satu terkasih, kulihat di sinar matamu tersimpan kekayaan batinmu. Oh, di dalam senyummu ku dengar bahasa kalbu mengalun bening menggetarkan. Kini dirimu yang selalu bertata di benakku, dan aku kan mengiringi bersama.
Voice of Indonesia.
listener, thank you very much for listening to our English Terrestrial Broadcasting program on Voice of Indonesia. Please don't forget, you can also send us your suggestions, criticism, as well as your feedback to our email address, voi@voinews.id. Also, don't forget to visit our social media such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Have a nice listening, and thank you for joining us.